T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You were talking about just how everybody in the emergency services department has to be communicating. You know, obviously Erie County is really big. When a big snowstorm comes around, what do you guys communicate about?
So there's actually conversations that take place prior to the snow starting to fall. So as soon as we receive some advance notification that we're going to be getting substantial snow, there's conference calls that take place, sometimes 5 days in advance, and then a series of them leading up to the actual event. As we get a little bit tighter as far as where the impacts are going to be, which regions are going to get it. So there's those type of conversations that take place, and then we get together and we figure out whether we're going to do any types of activations with regards to the Emergency Operations Center. If so, is it going to be a limited activation? So that's internally what we do. But we're also on those conference calls with all of the key stakeholders. So we're there with the towns and the villages and the city. Also, parts of our county assets are sitting there. So we'll have highway representation, the sheriff's office, emergency services, the county exec's office, and we'll talk about different things that need to be discussed in anticipation of that. Now, the much bigger picture is we're having meetings at NITEC. We're having meetings with the Department of Transportation and the Thruway Authority doing the planning in July, in August, in September. So it's not something where we're doing this because we hear the snow's coming, let's have a conversation, let's pull everybody together. It's an ongoing dialogue. So whether it happens to be the fact that it's going to snow, whether it happens to be potentially a tornado, or it happens to be an incident on one of the roadways where we have to all collaborate, that's the process.
Do you guys get to use any of these new toys out here?
New equipment?
So some of the toys that you see here we've had for a while. We have some new toys coming. Unfortunately, the toys that you see on the highway side of things, it would have to be a really bad day if you saw me in that high lift. However, the toys that we have, we cross-train a lot of different agencies, towns, and villages. So we actually do recertifications on the ATVs, on the snowmobiles, and all of our resources on a regular basis with people outside of our staff, because our staff is very limited.
What are some of the new equipment that Erie County has here?
Well, you can talk to Charlie about the highway stuff, but they did pick up new high lifts. So the reason why we have the high lifts, when we have the 6 feet of snow, the plows can only plow so much. Once you hit that certain level, you need high lifts to pick it up, move it, load it into dump trucks, and get it out of the area. So that was why the high lifts. They also picked up new snow blowers, the ones that can actually hit the snow and blow the snow off onto the sides of the roads. So that's some of the equipment that they decided we really need to invest in that. On our side of things, we've picked up some snowmobiles so that if people do happen to be stranded in areas, we can send teams out working in conjunction with the sheriff's snowmobile teams as well as others.
How often do you guys have to have instances, you know, where a snowmobile has to get used to save somebody, whether they can't get out of the snow or whatever?
Snowmobiles and ATVs are actually used quite a bit throughout the course of the year, but not because somebody can't get out of their vehicle, but because maybe there's an incident during on one of the snowmobile trails where we need to get some extra resources back to them. The ATVs, the snowmobiles, we work in conjunction with a lot of other agencies that during the course of the year, you might have somebody that's on a snowmobile trail that's injured, hard to get to locations. So the snowmobiles are there in case we would have to pull people out of vehicles on the highway. But the ATVs and the snowmobiles are utilized more for the rescues in the woods and hard to get to places.
Awesome. How bad of a year do you think it's going to be? I know you're ready for whatever.
I'm a very optimistic person. I think we're going to probably throughout the course of the year get maybe 2 or 3 inches. That'll be about it.
All right.
But
2 or 3 inches.
But should the optimistic side not come, I think it'll be a regular winter. I don't have any crystal ball.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.